Before officially jumping into the sermon, every time I hear or we read this story of the temptation of Jesus, I feel I should make one public service announcement. And if you fall asleep for the rest of the sermon, hear this. Notice that one of the great ironies of the story is that both Jesus and the devil quote Scripture. So let me just remind you. Just because someone can quote Scripture to you does not mean they are speaking with God's voice. All right, that's your public service announcement for the day. Temptation. What comes to mind for you? This is sort of a psychological test, like a Rorschach. What's the first thing you think of when I say temptation?
Some
of you are along the lines of me. I think of pie. You know, a table full of all kinds of delicious pie, and maybe with ice cream and whipped cream. Temptation. Lead us not into temptation, we pray. Some of you didn't seem to mind a little lesson in Greek last week, so let me point out what the Greek word here for temptation is, because there are two things I want to focus on this morning. One is what we mean when we say temptation in this prayer, and then what we mean when we say and pray, lead us not into temptation. The Greek word here that's translated temptation, and we're going to find this in both parts of the sermon, the English is a little misleading. The general English translation. This word is often translated temptation. The Greek word is perasmos. It's a noun, and it's a noun that ends with A-S-M-O-S, asmos, perasmos. And it doesn't mean specifically temptation in the sense of a table full of pie or whatever you were thinking of. First of all, this ending of the word, asmos, always denotes a process. Not just a singular thing, but a process. And a better English rendering of this word, perasmos, rather than a temptation, is a test or a trial. The verb form of this word means to test or to examine. This word is found throughout Scripture. When, for example, Paul writes to the Corinthians and he says to them, examine yourselves to see how you're doing in the faith. That's the verb form of perasmos. Examine yourselves, test yourselves. So it's not just about pie or money, or sex, or whatever it is you might have been thinking of when I said temptation. It's really about the idea of a test. That's certainly what happens with Jesus when he is tempted in the wilderness. He's being tested as he gets ready to begin his ministry. Enticed with something. I mean, so there is this idea of the temptation that entices you. And the whole idea here is something that entices you to put it in place of God. There's a fine line here, or certainly a relationship between this idea of temptation and idolatry, putting something in place of God. And that's always the idea of a temptation in Scripture. Something or someone that gets between us and God. And it can be good things. It doesn't have to be a bad thing. I mean, pie is a wonderful thing. But anything, if it gets between you and God. And that's what, notice with Jesus, he's tempted by some not so good things. Jump off the roof of the temple and God's angels will save you. And they probably would have. But it's still kind of a silly thing to do. But notice he's also tempted to make some bread. He hasn't eaten for 40 days, so he's hungry. So what's the problem with some bread? Well, as Jesus tries to point out, the problem is, am I relying on my own power here or relying on God? And that's the temptation. That's the test. The great Christian writer Origen, when he was discussing the book of Job, pointed out that, in his opinion, all of us face temptation continuously in our lives, almost every moment. And again, think of this not just as temptation, but as a test. Almost every moment of our lives is a test in that way. Are we sticking on God's path and staying in touch with God, or are we letting something else get in the way? Lead us not into temptation. Let us not be tested. And of course, there's a good way to look at this and a not so good way. And Scripture, this is the way this Greek word again is used through Scripture. The good way is a test that proves that we can withstand it, that strengthens us. There are references, particularly in the Psalms, about we are like steel, you know, that is forged and tempered in fire. It gets stronger. That's the good side of this idea of a test or a temptation. It can prove our faith and strengthen it. The not-so-good way is this Greek word in Scripture is also used at times just for something that entices us to sin. In other words, we fail the test. But that's what we're talking about when we say, lead us not into temptation. Lead us not into this time of testing and trial. But of course, that very prayer is not going to be answered because, as I said, every moment of our lives is such a trial and temptation. So let's get away from the verb here and talk about what we're actually praying for when we pray not to be led into temptation, into a time of testing. Again, the English is misleading here because on the surface it sounds like we're asking God not to lead us into temptation. But I think James is right when he says, it's not God who's tempting you. It's not God who's testing you. God doesn't do that. We should be praying this prayer to the devil if we're actually saying lead us not into temptation. I don't think the devil's going to answer it. But what we're really saying here is not lead us into temptation. The Greek here really means bring us not into the time of trial or allow us not to be brought into the time of testing and temptation. And maybe it helps to think about what St. Augustine said about this phrase. St. Augustine distinguished between being tempted and being brought into temptation. For Augustine, we all are being tempted all the time. Again, this idea that life is full of temptations. The question is, are we going to be brought into temptation, which for Augustine meant, are we going to be overpowered and controlled by these temptations? This is maybe the moment to also notice what James says when he says, God's not tempting you. Do you hear what James says? And again, I think he's right. You are testing yourself. You are tempting yourself. It's your own desires that are leading you astray. You know, that desire for a second or third piece of pie, or a fourth or a fifth, depending on how many. That desire for, I mean, think about anything. And then we're getting into the realm of also addiction here. That drink you don't need, or the money that you just feel you need. Really, anything you think is going to make you happy other than God. That's your desire, leading you into this test, this temptation. And when we pray, bring us not into temptation, what we're really saying to God is, make sure you go with us.